This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our series Vital Signs, the health effects of activated charcoal. Sold over the counter, it can be beneficial when used by a medical professional, but some people use it on their own for such things as high cholesterol, hangovers, or stomach pain at serious risk to their health. I talked about activated charcoal with Dr. Shannon Rickner with Parkland Hospital's North Texas Poison Center. I have to ask, since it, yes. The thought of it just sounds so gross. What exactly is activated charcoal?
It's charcoal. It's carbon. It's the same thing that is in a pencil lead. It's the same thing that is in the briquettes that you use in your grills, minus all the nasty chemicals that they put in there to light it on fire. But what they do is they take these large bricks and pieces of carbon and they process it. And it goes through intense pressure, intense heat, pulverized down into tiny little granules or a powder. And in the process of doing that, it creates tiny little pits and pores on the surface. And we utilize that by giving it to a patient who has overdosed on a large amount of deadly or very, very dangerous medications. And it sticks to them and it binds them and it prevents them from absorbing across the gastrointestinal lining.
Poisonings as well?
Absolutely. Dangerous medications, like if you have a toddler who has accidentally gotten into grandma's meds, if you can give them this antidote, and it hopefully will bind and allow most of it to pass without absorbing and becoming dangerous. If you get it fast enough, and we've learned over decades dealing with it medically, that once you've passed an hour to an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, the rate of its adsorption and its elimination of these very, very deadly drugs
declines
to a point that it's more dangerous than it's worthwhile.
Is this best used under medical supervision?
The way that we use it in the medical community is in much larger doses than the way that it's sold over the counter. Hopefully, people are reading the instructions on how to use it. But not even just over the counter. I mean, this is a very, very trendy thing. In the last couple of years in New York, all of the large juice bar chains are now offering cocktails and drinks with activated charcoal in it, with the thought of detoxifying all of the toxins that you're ingesting or have been absorbing because of just daily living.
But is it effective?
It's in much smaller doses than we would give in an emergency department under dire circumstances. But we have no data that looks at the long-term potential consequences of ingesting this agent on a daily or even multiple times a day basis over time. And that leads to another really interesting idea. The activated charcoal products that are available and on the market are available over the internet. They're not regulated by the laws of the Federal Drug Administration.
Are there health risks that we do know of?
One that's most concerning to us is it will make you nauseous. And there have been some prospective case studies that have looked at the rate of vomiting that occurs after children willingly or unwillingly drink this stuff in an attempt to help mitigate the dangers of whatever medication they may have gotten into. And a significant percentage of those children within 10 minutes vomited. The problem with vomiting, even a small portion of it can get into the lungs. It's called aspiration, and you can develop a pneumonitis, an inflammation, a pneumonia because of that. Just imagine if you're aspirating charcoal. Lungs have an incredibly difficult time breathing when they're coated in charcoal.
So what should you do if you use it and you have an adverse reaction to it?
You absolutely need to seek medical care. I haven't seen any cases of severe allergic reactions to this medication. It's not absorbed into the body. Unless you aspirate it, it'll stay in the gut and it'll pass through on its own. However, if you are having adverse effects, if you become constipated, you're unable to have bowel movements, that can be a very dangerous situation, and it may be something that needs surgical intervention.
Dr. Rickner, thank you so much for
being with me. Absolutely. Thank you for having me.